Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
It is 3 p.m. on January 31st, 2025. We broadcast to the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 5 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and an interview with the Burnaby Mayor, Mike Hurley. First song will be back after the following messages.
Listen to music and podcasts from CJSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
First up today is Why album. Just a minute, please. The Well I Fell Into. Just a minute. Sorry. Let's try to get this and sorry about this. Oh no, I got it now. Once again, first up is Why, with the album The Well I Fell Into, with When We Do the Dance.
Thank you.
That was When We Do the Dance from Wise album, The World I Fell Into. Next up is Mortalities Volume 2. Here is for Una Prologue. I would like to comment on the SFU athletics at this time. There were four events on January 25th. The Red Leaf swimming teams competed in two duels against Cal State East Bay, along with both teams also confronting Fresno Pacific at Cal State's Pioneer Pool in Hayward, California, which started at 11 a.m., where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the SFU winners. Kayra Kennedy in the women's 1,000 freestyle at 10.61, Owen Nicholson in the men's 1,000 freestyle at 9.25.84, Tori McClenchuk in the women's 200 freestyle at 151.03, Lucas Buck in the men's 100 backstroke at 52.49, Marcus Mack in the men's 100 breaststroke at 55.62, Peter Morch in the men's 200 butterfly at 153.27, Abby Williams in the women's 100 freestyle at 50.79, Lucas Buck in the men's 200 backstroke at 153.03, Marcus Mack in the men's 200 breaststroke at 203.06, Tori McClintock in the women's 500 freestyle at 457.05, Owen Nicholson in the men's 500 freestyle at 440.45, and Lucas Buck in the men's 200 individual medley at 156.15. The SFU Red Leafs men destroyed the Fresno Pacific University Sunbirds men 156-104.5. Meanwhile, the SFU Red Leafs women dominated the Fresno University Sunbirds women 217.5-42.5, but fell to the host Cal State East Bay Pioneers women 163-97 at Pioneer Pool in Hayward, California. Later on, both SFU basketball teams provided the nightcap for January 25th against Western Washington at Burnaby's West Gym. First with the Red Leafs women starting at 5 p.m. as they fell to the visitors Vikings women 78-69. Western Washington were led by Allison Deaver with 23 points, followed by Libby Stump with 20, Olivia Wickstrom with 15, and Mason Oberg with 10 among 7 Vikings scorers. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Sophia Wisowski with 27 points, the highest in the game, followed by Merlin Shelby with 13 among 7 Red Leaf scorers. The SFU men's hosted the Western Washington men starting at 7:30 p.m. as they were shaded by the Vikings men 79-77. Western Washington were led by Trevor White with 17 points, followed by Will Nelson with 14, Garrett Lebeck, TJ Sane with 11 points each, and Grant Capley with 10 points among 8 Vikings scorers. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Irish Kokuya with 19 points, the highest in the game, followed by Lance Dupont with 16, Luke Howard with 15, and Zach Stone with 12 points among 7 Red Leaf scorers. Both SFU swimming teams returned to action on January 26 as they visited the Pacific University Tigers for 2 duels in Chris Keltzen Pool at Douglas M. Eberhardt Aquatic Center in Stockton, California, where the distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the SFU winners. I will mention the Red Leafs winners. Kira Kennedy in the women's 1,000 freestyle at 10:18.24, Luka Tomic in the men's 1,000 freestyle at 9:23.1, Tori McClintock in the women's 200 freestyle at 149.38, Abby Williams in the women's 100 backstroke at 56.35, in the women's 100 freestyle at 50.6, so Abby Williams won 2 events. Marcus Mack in the men's 200 backstroke at 147.63 and Tori McClintock in the women's 500 freestyle at 456.58. As the SFU Red Leafs men were toppled by the Pacific University Tigers men 149-111 and the SFU Red Leafs women were upended by the Pacific University Tigers women 186-76 in Chris Keltzen Pool at the Douglas M. Eberhardt Aquatic Center in Stockton, California. On January 27th, the SFU Red Leafs track and field program announced its signing of Maverick Rocola, a middle distance standout who hails from Penticton, a graduate of Penticton Secondary who also competed in the Penticton Track and Field Club. Rocola was third in the men's 800-meter run and the runner-up in the men's 1500-meter run, U18, at the 2024 Championship Jamboree, followed by a third-place finish in the BC Provincial Cross-Country Championships. Also, both SFU basketball teams visited Stony Creek Community Schools to kick off the Literacy Week. On January 28th, the SFU Instagram page announced that Kayla Gunkelbs, formerly of the Red Leafs women's soccer team, signed with the Vancouver Rise FC of the newly formed Northern Super League after last few years overseas. The SFU athletics page shared the Red Leaf's goal of signing Nancy Liu, who attends Grandview High Secondary School in South Surrey, stands at 5 feet 2 inches or 158 centimeters, and shoots right. Furthermore, on January 28th, the SFU men's soccer X page congratulated Alan Koch, who coached the team between 2008 and 2015, as being named as the head coach for the Guelph Griffons. On January 28th, the SFU men's soccer X page congratulated Alan Koch, who coached the team between 2008 and 2015, on being named as the head coach for the Guelph Griffons. On January 30th, the Red Leaf swimming hosted its seniors night starting at 6:45 in SFU Burnaby's West Gym. Both SFU basketball teams were in action later on January 30th, first with the women's as they hosted Western Oregon at Burnaby's West Gym. The Red Leafs dominated the Wolves 83-68 as SFU were led by Berlane Shelby with 24 points, the highest in the game, followed by Sophia Witzowski with 19, Rachel Lux with 15, and McKenna Gardner with 13 among six Red Leaf scorers. Western Oregon were led by Mila Sarai Tao with 14 points, followed by Anid Vanafanua with 13, and Bella Pedrogetti with 10 among nine Wolves scorers. Meanwhile, SFU men's visited Alaska Fairbanks at Patty Center in Fairbanks, Alaska, which started at 7:30 Alaska time, 8:30 Pacific. The Red Leafs bested the Nanooks 77-74 in OT, as SFU were led by Irish Kokuya with 28 points, the highest in the game, followed by Luke Howard with 20 among seven Red Leafs scorers. Alaska Fairbanks were led by Paul Johnson with 20 points, followed by Isaiah Sams Hoy with 19, and Jalai O'Keefe, Elion Steven Bergen with 12 points each among seven Nanook scorers. Seven events are on tap today. SFU track and field athletes are at John Thomas Terry Classic, which is in the Boston area. However, I cannot get the events results for the John Thomas Terry Classic at this time. Also, some Red Leafs track and field athletes are at Harbert Invitational. There are some finals. Nicholas Monroe was in fourth at men's long jump. Mitchell Gibbs at eighth, 6.46. In the men's high jump, nothing. Weight throw, no. I'm just looking at the scores on the Harbor Invitational Live Scores website right now. Just bear with me here. Mark Molina ran men's 800 meters at 205.3848. Jacob Hall ran men's 60, I think this is preliminaries, at 6.81. Also, there were two Red Leafs in the men's 60 meters. Jacob Hall, fourth at 6.83, and Jason Pesce-McCoy at 6.93. Some SFU Red Leafs are at UW Invite as well. It's both for your listeners. Where Cason McDermott leaped 1.84 in the men's high jump for 10th. Just a minute, please. Yeah, these are just scores coming in. These track and field scores are coming in right now. Once again, there are 7 events for SF Athletics today. Also, men's wrestling competed in a duel with Simpson earlier in the day. We started at 11 p.m. SFU won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches, doubling up Simpson 36-18. I do think there is another duel here because men's wrestling, they have at least 2 duels from what I understand. Just a bit. The Red Leafs are in a second duel against San Francisco State, which I believe is the host. I'll get to that right now. SFU won, let's see, I believe they won how many events? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4 duels against San Francisco State. With the venue at. Sorry, because all these events are happening right now. Most of these events are happening right now with no recap. These are live scores. So, SFU Men's Wrestling completed 2 duels in San Francisco, California, called the San Francisco State Duels, defeating Simpson, California, but losing to the host, San Francisco State. Now back to the track. UW Invite. So there are 3 SFU, the SFU track and field program are in 3 track and field events. So I'm just looking through the events in the 2025 UW Invite at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington right now. In the women's triple jump, Madison Powell leaped 8.87 for 8th. In the men's triple jump, there was no SFU runner. Now 2 other events. The Red Leafs softball started their season in the South Central Regional Challenge versus Eastern New Mexico. Let me look at the score. Just getting the scores ready. Eastern New Mexico is leading Simon Fraser 3-0 in the bottom of 4th. There will be other events as well. There will be other games as well. So that was the fifth SFU athletics event I talked about. So there are two more to go, both of which will be previews. Actually, there's one more event. I guess I actually mentioned six events already. The Rally Softball will be ending today at South Central Regional Challenge in Las Lunas, New Mexico, against Sol Ross State, Texas, with the first pitch at 4:30 p.m.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current Great Northwest Athletic Conference men's basketball standings on NCAA Division II. Sorry, just on my mic here. Northwest Nazarene are first at 7-2 conference, 14-3 overall. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Central Washington are second at 7-2 conference, 13-6 overall. St. Martin's third, 7-3 conference, 18-5 overall. Seattle Pacific are fourth, 6-4 conference, 10-11 overall. Western Washington, fifth, 5-5 conference, but are 13-7 overall. Montana State Billings, sixth, 5-5 conference, 14-9 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 5-5 conference, 9-10 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 8th, 3-7 conference, but are 10-13 overall. Simon Fraser are 9th, 3-7 conference, 7-13 overall. And Western Oregon are last at 1-9 conference, 4-16 overall.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Here are the current standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference women's basketball on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Alaska Anchorage are first at 9-1 conference, 18-3 overall. Montana State Billings are second at 7-2 conference, 18-4 overall. Central Washington third, 7-3 conference, 14-5 overall. Northwest Nazarene fourth, 7-3 conference, 13-6 overall. Western Washington are fifth at 7-3 conference, 12-7 overall. St. Martin's 4-6 conference, 11-7 overall. Simon Fraser are 7th, 4-6 conference, much like St. Martin's, but are 7th as they're 11-8 overall. Western Oregon, 8th, 3-7 conference, 7-11 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 9th, 1-9 conference, 6-12 overall. And Seattle Pacific are 9th at 0-9 conference, 6-16 overall.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives.